Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Jim Mefford with the Lynx at Stony Point. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Andy. I am here, and it looks like it's a beautiful but windy day out there. Sun is shining. That storm that came through, wow. And we are sitting here today with Jim Mefford, who is the chairman and president and CEO of Aaron Industries. He's also the chairman of the Lynx at Stony Point. And, Jim, do you ever get to take a break? Because it looks to me you are chairman of Piedmont Technical College Foundation Board, Board of Trustees at the hospital, Presbyterian College, Consumer Healthcare Products Association, and Board of Directors of Teen Challenge out there in Monterey Bay. Welcome to the show today, but I am very pleased that you were able to take an hour out of your busy schedule and come and talk to us today.
Well, Ann, I'm actually on vacation this week. However,
and I am doubly impressed that you came to see me this week.
However, my wife, Denise, has got me working at the Lynx of Stony Point because it's Masters Week, so we've got a lot going on there. So my vacation is making sure that all of our members and people that come to play in the tournament that we have this week, it goes off smoothly.
That's right. You have Capsugel, right?
We have Capsugel. Big tournament tomorrow. They bring in all their clients from all over the world to treat them to the Masters experience, and then they have a little tournament at our course tomorrow. So they're busing in 120 golfers tomorrow. So and their expectations for services is great, and we want to live up to it and meet it. So.
Pretty interesting, since Capsugel has just been sold.
Well, they definitely have an offer from KKR, which
right.
is the largest, one of the largest equity firms in the United States. According to the paper, they're supposed to be closing the deal by the third quarter, but it definitely is taking place. Yes.
So that should be interesting times out there tomorrow.
Yes, I'm sure there's a lot of nervous energy going on at the Lynx, and it may not be just standing over a 2-foot putt.
Well, that's true. Well, you know, of course, it's been a year. It's been 1 year since you took over at the Lynx there. You and Denise went out and bought the Lynx at Stony Point, Bermudas. This has been an exciting and interesting time for you.
Yes, what were we thinking a year ago? I don't know, but we are glad we did, and it has been a very fun-filled year of change for us and also for the Lynx and what we've been able to do out there. We're very proud of what's taken place in the last year.
Well, you certainly have made it beautiful. You know, we've taken two tours around the golf course, and, of course, that was very interesting to see the changes that you've made. I understand the azaleas out there. I haven't been out there this week, but how are the azaleas? I think you cornered the market on azaleas, didn't you?
We did. We planted this past fall over 10,000 azaleas and dogwood.
Were they running a sale?
No, there was no sale. But I will tell you a cute little story. My son, who is in technical college down in Florida, was at a local diner. It wasn't as good as this one, Meet Me at the Diner, but it was at a diner. And he was sitting there, and two other guys were in a booth next to him talking, and somebody said, well, I'd like to, but some guy in South Carolina has bought all the azaleas, cornered the market on azaleas. So my son could not wait to get out of the restaurant to give me a call and said, Dad, I think they were talking about you. Because we did cover out a lot of nurseries in the southeast to get the encore azaleas because they bloom again in the fall. So those have been planted. We actually have a few of them starting to put out the color, but I would think with the temperature above 50 degrees, hopefully at night, and some of the warmer weather that's coming our way, that within the next week or 2 weeks, we will have a unbelievable array of color out there with all these azaleas blooming.
Well, this is going to be so exciting, and I know you have redone some of the holes. You've put, you've put a bridge out there, hole number what down there in the Masters?
Hole number two, at Stony Point, but it's the Ben Hogan Bridge from Augusta. And all of our members call it the Bridge to Nowhere, but we do have it going over a little creek that we now have a waterfall that we built that rushes underneath the bridge. So It is unique, and it is, I think, breathtakingly beautiful.
It is beautiful out there. Y'all have done a wonderful job. Of course, Bermuda's out there is a great place to eat, great place to socialize, and a great place to have a meeting, just as Capsigel is having there, is descending upon Stony Point tomorrow.
Yes, they are. And matter of fact, going back to that bridge, they're having their group photos taken on top on the bridge tomorrow. That's how, I guess, impactful that was to their event coordinator. When she saw that bridge, she said, this is where our photographer needs to set up to take pictures of the foursomes as they go through. But, yeah, we have the facilities now. We actually just completed a new outdoor dining venue, which I'm going to announce right now. The name of it is called Bogies.
Bogies.
So we have Bermuda's, the inside restaurant for a little bit finer dining, and now we have the outdoor restaurant, Bogies.
California kitchen style.
We built a beautiful California kitchen that has a outdoor grill for cooking steaks or anything. It also has an outdoor pizza oven, so we can come up with a specialty pizza. And we have beautiful tables with umbrellas and very comfortable chairs to accommodate as many as 60 people, 60 diners outside.
Wow.
And that's sitting near our fire pit that has beautiful now rocking chairs that we just had delivered to us today that were custom built by our friendly Mennonite community that
wow.
built these rocking chairs for us. So it is very, very unique, and it's gotten a lot of attention. Our golfers walk by, and they can't wait for the outdoor cafe to be open. So that opens this coming weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, Jim, this has to be, we're going to talk about some of the things that led up to this, but this has to be, this is a labor of love out there.
It's definitely a labor of love. It's definitely not a labor of a business cash flow model. But it's definitely a labor of love. You know, we've always enjoyed living out at Stony Point. We've always enjoyed the golf course. We've always enjoyed the members. So when the opportunity presented itself to step up and basically take the course in a different direction, we didn't have to think twice about it. We just did it. We've been blessed.
Other people tried to tell you to think twice.
Everybody we know tried to talk us out of that what are you thinking, what are you doing? But, you know, I've just always in my life, if it seemed right, we've been passionate about it. We go all in everything we do, and we don't even look back. And this is one case where this is no different. The golf industry is definitely not a business you would choose to go in right now. It's been on some hard times. But, you know, I always believed, you know, there's a way to differentiate yourself from what else is out there. And we saw other golf courses starting to struggle and not be able to put money back into the facilities. And I felt if we could take something and make a much better product out of it and offer great service, and at a competitive price point that long-term, that is usually, it's been my experience, to be a successful outcome, and that's what we're trying to do at the Links.
Well, I think you are doing it out there at the Links, and I will say, thank goodness you've got a day job.
Yes, the day job is definitely paying for the night job. That's without a doubt.
Hey, we're here with Jim Medford. He is chairman of the Links of Stony Point. They have put together a beautiful, beautiful environment for you. They would love for you to come out. And right now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Then we'll be back. Hey, if you've got a question for Jim, you know the number to call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
By gray sky.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Ellis. Our special guest today is Jim Medford with the Links at Stony Point. Here is your host, Ann Ellis.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. Gosh, the price of gold, the price of silver just keeps going up. hey, now's a great time to sell. Why not come see us here today? You know, what goes up does come down. So take advantage of the high price right now. Don't hesitate. It's a great time to come see us. Silver up over $38 an ounce, Jim. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'm going to give you my fillings in my teeth right now.
Somebody said that earlier today. All right, we are here with Jim Medford. He is a busy, busy, busy man on lots of boards right here in our area. Self Regional Healthcare, Presbyterian College, Piedmont Technical College. Involved in so many things right here. Chairman of the Links of Stony Point, the Links out there. And, of course, in his spare time, runs his very own business, president and chairman and CEO of Aaron Industries. So we just got some telephone calls in, Jim. Bill Metz says, the course is great. Have you thought about a video to send to Perspectives? You could really sell lots.
Well, let me clarify this for a minute. We are not the developer of Stony Point. We bought the golf course and all the amenities, but we do not own the lots or the marketing of those lots. But obviously what we're doing on the golf course definitely has a benefit to all the lot owners out there or people that are interested in buying a lot. We are going to have a video done. We've already been talking with John Holloway, our local artist extraordinaire here in town, and right. He is going to come out. We wanted to wait, obviously, a couple of weeks until all the azaleas and everything are in bloom. And he is going to do a hole-by-hole video and still photography of each hole. We will have that on our website so that somebody can come in and click on Stony Point or Golf Community or Lakefront Community see our website, and then go hole by hole and see what the golf course looks like. So I know a lot of local realtors. We've hosted lunches for the realtors in the area to come out to see what's going on. We'll be doing that again at the end of April. But they will obviously use what we have done with the golf course to help sell property. But at the end of the day, we are not responsible as the developer. We're just the golf course owner.
The golf course owner.
Well, and tennis courts, and fitness center, and swimming pool, and the spa on the green. Let's not forget all of those.
That's right, and Bermuda.
And the restaurants, and bogeys now.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. And, you know, I think the thing that is so great when you're out there, Jim, and I know it has to make you feel good, when the members come up and tell you what a great job you've done and how they feel about the clubhouse and the golf course, because there was a time where it was in not good shape.
Definitely a year ago, the course was on the verge of being foreclosed on. For the last 2 years prior to that, the developer that owned it did not have the resources to put money into maintaining the course properly. So it was in sad shape. And again, that's why Denise and I were just in a position to not want to see it go down, because we live there. We have a vested interest in our home, and I built a home for my parents that live there. I built a home for my sister that lives there. So maybe in essence I do own some of the property out there. But anyway, so I have, I moved most of my family there, and, you know, it's because we love the area. And so we stepped in and bought it basically from the bank, more or less. And now we wanted to take it in a totally different direction, and we wanted it to be the premier place to play in the upstate. And that is our goal. And it does make you feel good to have the members that can come up. And, you know, we try to bring out something new and different, whether it be something we've done unique on the golf course, or whether it's now building bogeys, or this summer we're going to build a Roman enclosed swimming pool year-round. We have a pool out there. We're going to have columns all the way around it, so it looks like a Roman Colosseum-type scenario with an enclosed roof, and then that has walls that can come down in the wintertime so you can swim year-round or roll up in the summertime to be out and enjoy the sunshine. So we're trying to bring something unique and different so that it keeps the members just going wow and have something to look forward to. So we've had a full year of that, and we're still not done yet.
Unbelievable. You know, I guess this is how you got from stocking grocery shelves to selling a cough medicine product that goes on those shelves today.
Yeah,
just one step at a time, huh?
You just never look back. You just keep looking forward, and you try to improve yourself, and you get to where you are. And sometimes it's just you have to step back and think, you know, what am I doing? I would have never imagined that I would be sitting here from you, Ann, talking about these types of things. It just, you know, never, you can never imagine or dream what's happened in your life. But I always believe if you're passionate about what you do, committed to what you're doing, and have the good, have faith, and have the Lord above looking out over you, and you just keep working hard and never surrender. You know, always try to keep moving forward.
Carry the flag
forward. It's amazing. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you just don't look back.
Well, yes. I think at some points it is very helpful to be able to. You were talking about you had a customer, CEO of a company that you were working with, and you were walking around your factory.
Right.
And you stepped back and saw it through his eyes, and you were just amazed, right?
Yeah, you know, you asked me as we were sitting here before we came on air, you know, do you ever think about where you are? And I said, you know, there are only a few times that I can step back and really take a look at, you know, what's happened and be truly blessed and proud. But most days I keep my head down and we just keep working hard and we just keep dealing with what we've got. But I did have a very good customer, one of many. But this particular drugstore chain, national drugstore chain, came in to visit our facility just 2 weeks ago, and I was taking them through a tour of the facility and watching my people, our team at Aaron, do what they do, and taking them through the tour and talk about all of the, you know, quality measures and the efficient manufacturing facilities that we have, and walking as he's seeing it, and I was truly amazed and proud of my people, but proud of what we've been able to build there. And already, the year has finished at the Links, I just left our little staff meeting because this is Masters Week, so we've got a full T-sheet going on every day. We've got Capsugel's big tournament tomorrow. And we're sitting there looking around as far as making sure that the course is in pristine condition. And, of course, we had a huge storm last night. So that makes for a little bit more work today to make sure we're ready for the rest of the week. But got a great team, a great staff at Stony Point with Billy Ford, our superintendent, and all of the people, John Hines, our golf pro, all the people that work so hard there and in our restaurant because it's, you know, we're serving 100-plus people tomorrow that come in from all over the world that are Capsugel customers.
They're going to expect the best.
They're going to expect the best, and we're going to give them the best. And so when I was walking around going over the checklist to make sure we're ready, I can't help but step back and think what it looked like a year ago. And we are very proud of what's happened so far, but we're not done yet. We still have some more exciting things that we want to accomplish there.
Well, I know with what you've done in 1 year, you know, at the end of 2 years, everybody's going to be going, wow, wow, wow. They should be going, wow, wow, wow now, because if you haven't been out there, you need to go out there and check out the Links at Stony Point. You know, you were talking about Billy Ford, what a great job he's done on bringing the course up. I mean, par excellence, all the courses around, can't stand a candle to what's going on out there at the Links.
Well, you know, to run a successful golf course, you can have a great restaurant, which I hopefully we are creating and have done. We've got the tennis courts. We've got the fitness center. We've got the swimming pool that will be year-round now. We've got a spa we've put in out there. Those are all very important amenities. But at the end of the day, it always starts and stops with the condition of your golf course. And one thing, as a golf enthusiast I am, it starts with the greens. You got to have great greens, and then it goes to the fairways, and you got to have nice plush fairways. And Billy Ford, understands that, and more importantly, can execute it and do it. And I would stack up our greens and fairways against anybody in the Southeast at this point. We have mini Verde greens, and they roll perfectly. They survive through all different climates because we've had some very, very, very hot summers here. And trying to have a maintain your greens when it's that hot has been a challenge for a lot of the golf courses around us. Mm-hmm. But our greens have just been fabulous from start to finish, from spring to the fall. And then we have our fairways, and if you put the proper treatments, the pre-emergence in the spring, the fertilizing, the weed control, and make sure you're doing all the proper treatments of your fairways and your roughs, it will take care of itself. And that's what we've been able to do. I've tried to give Billy the tools necessary for him to be successful in what he does, and he's exceeded anything that I could imagine he could have done.
Wow. All right, we are here with Jim Medford. We're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. Yes, we'll be back. Give us a call if you've got a question, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. News is in progress.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Our special guest today is Jim Medford with the Lynx at Stony Point. Here is your host, live from Sharpless's Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are at the Lynx. We are talking to Jim Medford. We are just getting inundated with calls coming in about the course and what's happening out there. One of the things Hugh Morton just called us, and he says he loves going out there, but in your pro shop, he'd love to see some bigger sizes.
We definitely have made that adjustment. That was definitely a good point to make. We were going with the standard offerings from the various companies, and they like to, you know, do the small, mediums, large, extra large, and a couple of shirts of each. But you know what, Ann, we have a world-class Sunday brunch, and I want people to eat and feel just fill themselves up at our brunch, but still have a golf shirt that fits afterwards.
Exactly.
So we have adjusted the mix of sizes. And we've definitely gone a lot heavier with the large, extra large, and double extra large. So, Hugh, come out, and we will have a shirt for your size, especially after you eat one of our Sunday brunches.
Well, that's right. Well, speaking of Sunday brunch, you do that every Sunday from 11 to 2. But, you know, Easter is coming up here very, very quickly, and people will be making reservations. It's the standard thing to go out and have a very nice meal. What's on tap out there at the Bermudas?
Well, we have, first of all, not only is Easter coming up in a couple of weeks, but Mother's Day right behind that,
yep.
And then Father's Day right behind that. And those are all special occasions. And we our brunch is world-class already, but we definitely add a lot more unique things for Easter, Mother's Day, and Father's Day celebrations. We've expanded our hours starting this for Easter. It will be Easter Sunday, 10:30 to 3. $15.95 includes your drink, all you can eat, and we have two rooms set up, one for breakfast items that includes breakfast casseroles, that has an omelet station, that has all the types of breakfast foods that you would like, and then we have a separate room set up for more of the lunch-dinner type items, and it's all-inclusive. So
you can have breakfast and lunch.
You have actually, if from 10:30 to 3, you can get there at 10:30, have breakfast, and hang around and enjoy the scenery out there and finish your plate off with more lunch. But you surely should not leave hungry. And, you know, God willing, we'll have a beautiful day. We have different types of seating options. You can sit inside. But if the weather is going to be like it is tomorrow when it's sunny and 70, 72, or whatever the case may be in the next couple of weeks, we also have our back porch that we have tables at that you can sit on the back porch and overlook the golf course. And we have our new Bogey's restaurant that we have seating around, too. So we'll have plenty of seating to either enjoy the outdoors under cover or inside. So Reservations are definitely required because Easter Sunday, Easter Sunday, and Mother's Day, especially those two, we get quite the crowd. But we accommodate everybody, and we don't want anybody waiting. We want you to come in, be seated right away, enjoy your meal, and stay with us as long as you care to.
You know, that is the beautiful thing about the links out there in Bermuda's is that you are all about the service. I mean, you've traveled all around the world. You know what good service is, and that's what you want for the people that are members and people that come to visit.
Right. And I want to just talk about a new member we added to our staff.
Okay.
And you don't know this yet.
Okay.
We just hired Lisa of Lisa from Pascal's, you know, Pascal's wife.
Right.
You know, they're open for dinner and have a great restaurant. Was the finest restaurant, in my opinion, in Greenwood. They're open for dinner five nights a week, but Lisa was looking for more to do. She has over, I'm not going to say how many years, but she has several years' experience.
Absolutely.
On the front of the house, on the serving side, and so she has joined the staff.
Wow.
And she started yesterday, and so we're really excited about having her and Chef Pascal will be collaborating with our chef occasionally, too, when we have special things going on, like wine tastings or things that do not conflict when Pascal's is open. So we're very excited about that addition. But you're right, Ann. Service, to me, is everything. Food quality is right there. But service is, you can have the best food quality, but if you don't have equal service to match it, then it's not a pleasant experience. And we've worked real hard to get our staff trained. I'm very proud of our staff that we have at Bermuda's. I'm very proud of the quality of food offerings that we have. We get a lot of positive comments about our food and our service. And now with Lisa joining the team, we just want to keep taking it to the next level, if that's possible.
I believe that is possible. I don't have any question about that. But, you know, talking about all these things that you are doing out there at the Links at Stony Point, you know, the background here, people need to know that you have worked very hard and have just kept moving the mountain, taking advantage of opportunities. Tell us, I mean, you weren't always at Aaron Industries, and now you're into packaging a product for cold medicine, for other drugstores and this type of thing?
Well, we pack cough cold products, digestive products like the Pepto-Bismols, the Mylantas, the Milk of Magnesias. We do the store brand equivalents of those products. We do every liquid cough cold that there is from a brand, whether it be Tylenol, when you used to be able to buy Tylenol on the shelf, and Benadryl and Triamitic and Robitussin. We do all the national brand, store brand equivalents for that. We do first aid products. And we do it for every major chain in the country. So we do the store brands for Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Food Lion, Buy Low, you name a retailer around here, but also every national retailer. We are their store brand supplier. So we.
How did you get into that position? I mean, you know, what were you doing before all this? You haven't always done this.
No. I started out, as you said, I was stocking grocery shelves at age 16 and bagging groceries. And the company I worked for in the Chicagoland area, Dominick's Finer Foods, put a little plug in for them, paid my way through college. And when I came out, I worked at Dominick's for a year in their buying department and basically being moved from department to department, being trained. And I decided one day that with this newfound education I had, you know, just working in a supermarket store, I wanted to broaden my horizons. And I used to see these salespeople come into the grocery store to book displays and merchandise product. So I ended up going to work for a food brokerage company, which is a company that represents food manufacturers or manufacturers of any kind and act as their sales and marketing agents for a geographical area. So I went to go work for them, and it was a family-owned business, and the gentleman that founded that business took me under his wing, treated me like a son, and I learned so much from him. I ended up becoming an account executive, representing a couple of our key manufacturers as their main contact, And one of them eventually offered me a job to go work directly for them. So I did that, and that company was the Shedd's Margarine Company. And
you sold the first one?
Yes, I did. Shedd's was a good margarine company. Actually had a plant in Greenville, South Carolina.
Did
they? And I sold margarine products, and we ended up developing the brand called Country Crock. And I'm proud to say I sold the first unit of Country Crock nationally. It was a test market in my area in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'll tell you, that's no easy task to sell a 3-pound tub of margarine to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's the dairy state.
Exactly.
So, but we did it. And so I worked for Shedd's and Beatrice Foods that owned the Shedd's at that time. And then we were bought by Lever Brothers or Unilever out of New York. And I was transferred to New York and worked in Lever House corporate headquarters and ended up overseeing all of the sales and marketing for the foods division of Unilever. And my wife and I have two beautiful kids that we that is our life. And my wife shared with me one day, because I used to have to travel Sunday night, Monday morning, get home Friday night, because I traveled nationally and internationally for Unilever. And she said, you know, if you want to be a part of this family, you might want to consider a career change. And when my wife says something that calmly, there's usually some substance behind it. So I thought it might be a good idea to try something different. But I went back into the brokerage business and bought into a company in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so I moved back to the Carolinas, and we represented every major food company that there is as their sales and marketing area for agents for the Mid-Atlantic area. And we ended up selling that business, and so I was looking for a small company to invest in and buy in, and I stumbled across Little Aaron Industries in Clinton, South Carolina, and that was in 1997. And at that time, the company was just a family little business producing some rubbing alcohol and hydrogen peroxide products. And they had 30 employees, primarily family members of some sort. So that's how we started. And
today
we have over 500 employees, and we're in excess of over $200 million in sales. So we're something we're very, very proud of. But as you can imagine, to get there, there was many times I saw my life pass before my eyes as I was constantly recapitalizing the business, taking on more debt from a bank or whoever would loan money to build this business and have everything I own sign on a dotted line. You know, we know what it's like to have to work hard, be committed, be passionate, and take chances. And that's what's gotten us to where we are today. And what we're doing at the Lynx is the same thing. We're, you know, we took a chance, we had faith, we had commitment, we have passion, and we had hopefully the good Lord looking over us, and we're not looking back. And thankfully, we don't have bank debt for that. It's just coming out of my bank account. But
but you also have a company out in California,
right? Aaron Industries. We have our headquarters is in Clinton, South Carolina. I have two facilities in Clinton. One on 72 as you come into Clinton from Greenwood. It's that yellow building with the green awnings all over it as you come into Clinton. Then as you go through town on Highway 76 going to Joanna, we have a 200,000 square foot facility there. That's our corporate offices and another part of our plant there. And then we have in Los Angeles, we have a campus of three buildings now. So we have under manufacturing at Aaron Industries now over 500,000 square feet, and constantly running out of space because
unbelievable of the problem to have in this economy. What do you attribute it to? Healthcare?
I think that, you know, there's a lot of factors that are working in our favor. One is we do store brands. And store brands are growing by leaps and bounds because the quality of store brand products today are as good, if not in some cases even better, than the national brands themselves, and they cost about 40% less. So we've had a tough economy over the last few years, and families are having to work hard to make ends meet. So store brands have grown dramatically because they offer a real value to the consumer while not giving up, quality anymore. So we have the store brand growth that we do, and then healthcare. Healthcare costs continue to rise, and many healthcare insurance companies are increasing their deductibles that somebody has to meet before their insurance actually kicks in. So more and more people are going to over-the-counter remedies first before just going to go see the doctor.
Or you used to pick up the phone and call your doctor. You just say, I think I'll hold on here.
I think I may hold off on that a little bit. And, you know, I sit on the board of Self-Regional Healthcare Hospital as well. And, you know, the hospital's feeling it as well. And so are many, you know, the local doctors' practices. You know, people that have elective surgery are delaying those decisions because of out-of-pocket expenses.
I see two ways to look at this. Either go ahead and get it done because who knows where Medicare is going to be.
Right.
Or hold off, either way.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are holding off and hopefully not putting themselves at health risk by doing so, but we're seeing a lot of that. And then on the other end, I produce the products that go over the counter, and we're seeing a real uptick in that business because, you know, people see it as an alternative to try to deal with whatever issues they're dealing with first before going to see the doctor. So we have that part going for us.
Did you ever think you'd have a confluence of things coming together like this, Jim? I mean, it's...
You know what? I work hard on our business plans and our five-year planning, but there are certain things in life you just can't plan for. And, you know, having the economy, go soft like it did on us was a benefit to our business without a doubt. The insurance, the healthcare costs rising like they have has been a benefit to us. But another thing you can't control is, you know, one of the largest producers of over-the-counter medicines was Johnson & Johnson and McNeil, their division McNeil. And they had massive recalls this past year. All the Tylenol products primarily were recalled off the shelf, which is their brand, Benadryl, Motrin. So all the brands came off the shelf last year, and the retailers backfilled that space with their store brands, which we manufacture. So we picked up our business, and I don't want it to sound like we're bragging, but it can also be a problem. Our business is up over 60% over last year, and I'm wrestling with getting enough capacity to be able to service our customers' needs right now. And so we're investing significantly back in Aaron Industries, just ramping up capacity because our business is going through the roof. And it looks like we're going to have another year without those brands on the shelf because the FDA has taken some pretty strong actions towards McNeil and their manufacturing processes. So, you know, again, you can't plan for something like that, you know. And here we sit benefiting from it, but we're also leaving a lot on the table just because we don't have the capacity to keep up with the demand that we have for us right this minute.
Well, I would think the other thing is that once people get accustomed to buying store brands, that even if they do come back and they're more expensive, logic says they're going to stay right there with those store brands.
Yeah, well, not only logic, but statistics show that over 95% of the people that have tried a store brand stay with it. They don't go back because the quality, literally, you would be amazed what we have to go through to prove national brand equivalency. It has to go to outside testing labs. You know, it's one thing to be analytically the same, but we also have to be, from a sensory standpoint, to say the flavor profile, the viscosity, the thickness, the mouthfeel, the scent. I often say we're more of a winery than we are a pharmaceutical manufacturer because we have to go to the nth degree to meet all these sensory aspects to claim national brand equivalency. And the major retailers demand that, and they want to see the independent testing that shows that your product is national brand equivalent before you are given the opportunity, before they put their label on your product. Yep.
Well. This is the things that you read about, and a lot of people dream about putting themselves in this position, but Jim Medford, you have done it. But I understand, and I know because I call you quite often, you're not here that much. You're always in California.
You know, Ann, I'll have to say this. This shows you how much we love this area. Our business growth is primarily coming in on what we produce in California. because of what's going on in the marketplace. So if I were to enter into the picture today, I would be living in California, quite frankly. Our corporate offices would probably be in the Los Angeles area because our plant facility is so much bigger there, and we're producing the products that there is a beyond a demand for. So, but this is home for us, so I do spend more time in California, so when I'm home, it does feel good to be home, and I'm glad to be here for this week.
Well, it's great to have you here. You know, we've been talking about the Lynx. We've been talking about what they've done out there. If you haven't been out there, oh, my God, you need to get out there and check it out. We're going to hear a real quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back to take it to the top of the hour, so don't you go away.
Wednesday, happy days.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
With host Ann Heller, our special guest today is Jim Mefford with the Lynx at Stony Point. Here is your host, Ann Heller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Passes Gallery talking to Jim Mefford. He is Chairman, President, CEO of Aaron Industries. Enough job for one man right there, but he took on a whole lot more. He's Chairman of the Lynx of Stony Point. He's on a lot of boards here, Piedmont Technical College, Self-Regional, Presbyterian, and he's just involved in so many things, and I guess that keeps you out of trouble, right, Jim?
Or into trouble, Ann, depending on the circumstances, but yes.
You know, yeah. Last year when you first had bought the Lynx out there, you used to tell everybody to close their eyes and imagine. And you'd talk about all the things that you wanted to do out there. And I have to say, Jim Mefford, I don't think a lot of people could have believed that you could have pulled it off in just 1 year, the things that y'all have accomplished.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of, there's no way we could have without the help and support of not only our staff and Billy Ford and his crew and the restaurant staff and our pro shop, without a doubt, but we had a lot of great local contractors that came, you know, when we did this a year ago, a lot of contractors were really hurting, looking for work. So having the availability of their time, but also having their enthusiasm of coming out and working on a project like what we have. I can talk about Chuck Bell from Naturescape, who's done our waterfalls and who's done, a waterfall on number 7, our waterfall now on number 2, did all the azalea, got the azaleas, the dogwoods, did a lot of the landscaping working with Billy. So Chuck Bell from Naturescape. We've had, our rock walls built out there. We had some great contractors with that. We've had some great builders in there. We had David Todd, who came in and did a lot of work on redoing the whole restaurant. We had Lee Graybill from who is a local home developer come in and redo the bathrooms within the restaurant. And I'll tell you what, you need to come see our bathrooms if you're not. Our bathrooms are unbelievable. So we've done that. So we've had just a lot of great local contractors that literally from the day we signed the paper, which was April 2nd last year, they were sitting in the parking lot, and I made a phone call from Peter Manning, our attorney's office, and said, go. And because we already had a plan as far as what we wanted to accomplish, and they went to work, and they haven't stopped. Won't be stopping until the fall of this year as we do our Roman bath construction next. So it is fun, but again, you can't do what we've done in a year without giving the financial resources, of course, but having the team to be able to execute it
and so. Having the vision. You got to have a vision.
Well, I appreciate that, and we did have a dream, and I always like to do that not only at Aaron but at the Lynx, and I always challenge my staff or anybody that will listen to me. Close your eyes and imagine. Imagine this. And that's what we try to live up to is that imagination.
That's right. We are here at WLMA right here in Greenwood. Hey, I do want to say, you know, membership has its privileges out there at the links of Stony Point. You are, of course, wanting to expand your membership base. People need to come out, play a round of golf, check it out, have dinner, have brunch. Membership is great out there. So many other things we didn't even get really to talk about, all the other facilities that you have out there.
Yeah, we have a great tennis program. We have tennis leagues. We have four clay courts that are perfectly maintained. We have a fully equipped fitness center that has every piece of equipment known to man. We have partnered with Wellness Works. So we offer Zumba classes, we offer yoga classes, soft yoga classes, water aerobics, and if you want to have your own personal trainer, we also have that available, and it's a Wellness Works certified trainer. We've partnered with Piedmont Technical College on our spa on the green because Piedmont has a massage therapy program. So for $30, you can come out and get an hour-long Swedish massage by a certified instructed student, and we have the complete spa atmosphere. It's its own private building with the waterfall and the soft, relaxing music while you're having your spa treatment done. We're going to be looking to up that to start offering facials and manicures and pedicures. That's next on the horizon for us in our spa. We have the swimming pool that will be year-round. And it's going to be a breathtaking place to swim because it's going to look like the Roman Colosseum when we're done. So, there's a lot of amenities there. We have been offering a membership drive and a special membership. That is going to be coming to a close June 1st, though. We're going to start changing that with an initiation fee, but we've guaranteed everybody that joins that your prices of the membership are guaranteed through all the way through the end of 2012 and most likely beyond. So now's the time, if you're considering coming out, looking at it, and checking out the membership, now's the time to do it, because starting to June 1st, there will be an initiation fee starting to be applied.
Absolutely. So if you want to go to the best golf course around, you need to go out to the links at Stony Point. Have a brunch out there. Make sure you sign up for their Easter brunch, which will be, of course, April 24th from 10:30 to 3. Then, of course, coming right up behind that is Mother's Day and Father's Day.
They're Mother's going to be good. Day. Mother eats for free.
Mother eats for free.
On Mother's Day brunch.
Wow.
One mother per table.
Okay, darn it. Okay, but anyways, they have expanded so much out there. And, of course, the new things happening at Bermuda's are really kicking it up a notch on the food and everything that you're doing out there. Bogey's, the new place you'll be able to eat outside, opens this weekend. Don't miss out on the best value around here. I like to say it's a hidden value. People don't realize it's only 8 miles up the road.
Depending on what road you live in, it's only a few minutes from town, without a doubt. And to come out to the lake, you know, we have two of our holes are right on the lake. So take away, even if you didn't just enjoy the waterfalls and the fountains and the bridges that we've built, all the azaleas we planted, just to come out and see the lake itself is so relaxing and calming. And we have a beautiful pond on 18 that our restaurant overlooks, where we have a 75-foot water fountain that's lit up at night, so it looks like liquid gold shooting in the air. But we have hole number 8 that's right on the lake and hole number 13 that's on the lake as well. And they're loaded with azaleas. So you can imagine, close your eyes and imagine.
If you're driving, please don't. Okay, go ahead.
How beautiful all those azaleas and dogwoods are in bloom, and then have the lake right there with it. It's something we're very, very special and we're very proud of.
Jim Medford, thanks so much for being with us here today. I'm glad we finally got to sit down and do this right here. We need to have you back again and talk about more things.
Great. Well, thank you for having me, and enjoy having you guys come out.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. We ran over a little bit. News is going to be finishing up, then a word from our sponsors, and then it's on to our new show, America News Network. We'll be seeing you. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy. Can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long.